This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, checking in today from the Piedmont region of North Carolina with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. They invite you to visit their website, mysticlubes.com. I'll have today's stories coming right up. One of the great joys of this job, if you can call it a job, is the ability to talk with growers from big operations and small ones who produce every crop imaginable. And one thing I hear from all of you these days is that you're under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants can help you do just that by extending the life of your equipment and helping you avoid costly breakdowns when you can ill afford them. From Mystic's JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to the Mystic JT6 greases to the JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and to maybe take some of the pressures off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. That's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. Oh, you know how to spell it, but let me help you. That's mysticlubes.com. I'm checking in with you today from North Carolina, and we're watching the approach of Hurricane Florence. I'm near the city of Raleigh, capital city of North Carolina, where earlier this week, they were talking about the possibility of feet of rain coming down. That's not as bleak now as the path. The expected path of Hurricane Florence is going to be more to the south. And those folks in South Carolina and in the southeast corner of North Carolina are expected to bear the brunt. Anticipation of the hurricane of the southeast is being blamed for drawing down supplies of blood elsewhere in the United States. Some blood banks in the heart of the country are saying their supplies are low, and they are urging donors of all types to give blood, as some supplies were shipped in advance to the Carolinas and Georgia in recent days, ahead of the storm coming ashore this weekend. Donors of all types of blood are being asked to check in to their local blood banks. Some blood banks report being especially low on O negative, O positive, B negative, and AB negative blood. And they say that once the local supplies are replaced, they'll be prepared to assist with additional emergency shipments from other parts of the country down to the southeast to help those folks affected by the hurricane. From This Week in Agribusiness, we've been talking to some farmers this morning who are trying to get their crops harvested before the arrival of Hurricane Florence. I was in a tobacco field just about 5 miles south of Raleigh, North Carolina this morning, with a tobacco grower there, N.D. Sauls, and he was helping a cousin trying to get the last of the leaves out of the fields before the crop could be damaged. They are worried about damage to a variety of crops. Delbert Armstrong Jr. farms right along the Carolina coast. He said he's 25 miles from the ocean. He is crawling through the fields as the wind, 40 miles or stronger, 40 miles an hour or stronger, is blowing that corn down. But they've been working, he said, nearly 24 hours a day for about 10 days, trying to beat the hurricane. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.